Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Judith Miriam Boneski, a contemplative nun of the Monastery of Our Lady of the Rosary in Summit, New Jersey. The title of her preaching is Asking the Right Question.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, Who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, For human beings this is impossible, but for God all things are possible. Then Peter said to him in reply, We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us? Jesus said to them, Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourself sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. Whenever this gospel is read, I almost always end up focusing on Peter's reply to Jesus. We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us? I always do a bit of interior groaning then. There goes Peter again, open foot and certain mouth. I mean, what's in this for me is not something you want to say to Jesus. But St. John Chrysostom, in his commentary on Matthew, has a totally different take on Peter's reply. He writes, Peter asks that you may not learn from Peter in doubt, but that having received the declaration from Peter's master, you may be confident. So Peter asks on behalf of all of us the question that, let's admit it, we all do want to ask, but are too fearful and perhaps too sophisticated to ask. As a good rabbi, Jesus expected his disciples to ask him questions so they could learn from him, he who was meek and humble of heart. So Peter was being a good disciple in engaging in this dialogue with Jesus. And in hearing the response of Jesus, are we not grateful that Peter was bold enough to ask the question? Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourself sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel? And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. What an awesome image! The Son of Man seated on his throne of glory with the apostles also enthroned. What a splendid promise. Everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or land for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. The collect this week, appropriately enough, reminds us of Jesus' words to Peter and the disciples and to us. O God, who have prepared for those who love you good things which no eye can see, fill our hearts, we pray, with the warmth of your love, so that loving you in all things and above all things, we may attain your promises, which surpass every human desire.